in the Rambam. We're gonna just wrap up what we've been doing. Again, this is my favorite type of thing to do, is, you know, not to give a shiur, just to learn together. At the end of the day, every Talmud Chacham is really only a Talmud Chacham because they read things inside and they worked on things. And that's why, in theory, the best thing to be doing is to just sit and go through Mefarshim inside. Here we are, we're reading Rambams. We're reading the Rambams, basically his the way he gives over the history of Yichud Hashem, Avodah Zarah, and then going back to Yichud Hashem. This is an amazing opportunity. Yesterday we ended with an interesting point that the Rambam found Hashem, the Rambam brings that Avram Avinu found Hashem through Chachma, meaning Avraham did not have any type of prophecy, nevuah. Avraham simply was walking around thinking. According to the Rambam, he started that process as a little kid and developed till the age of 40. And we heard from the Rosh Yeshiva yesterday, based on the Derech Pikudecha, that it was a process that starts with Emuna Pshuta and continues and develops. But Avraham found Hashem in Chachma. And that's an important thing to realize, is that every person can find Hashem in their lives just by looking at the creation. Se'u einechem marom ure'u mi bara eila. Just lift your eyes and see. Kulam b'chma rabu ma'asecha Hashem. Kulam b'chachma asisa. All of the Bria has Chachma to it. And even if a person was on a desert island without any Mesorah, they could come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's important to realize. And Rav Elchanan Wasserman essentially says that the Mechayev for Goyim to keep seven mitzvahs B'nai Noach is really just the fact that logic dictates that everything created has a creator. In all my years, even if I would try to logically believe that something was created through an explosion, it would defy all the logic and human intuition that every person has. It's not a logical thing. It was called, actually, by the Apikorsim as the scientific leap of faith. A leap of faith is when you have to believe in something that doesn't make sense. So they've actually named some of these principles the scientific leap of faith, because they just, it's really hard to believe that if a chocolate cake, like we said, no one would ever convince me that a chocolate cake came through an explosion. So then how could we believe that even one molecule, even one atom, even one cell, even one strand of DNA with all of its billions of complexities could come from anything other than kulam b'chachma asisa? The world is created with chachma. And wherever you go, you see, it's not just lift your head and see, it's when you lift your head, you will see who created these things. I'll tell you a deep idea. Now we're here, we have to warm ourselves on Pesach to prepare for Shvi Shel Pesach. But Ru'u Mi Bara Eila. Mi Bara Eila, if you take the word me, Max, you'll like this one. Ru'u, see, mi bara eila. If you take the word me, which is translated as what?
Who?
Who, right? Mi hu zev eza hu, right? Me, who? And you take the word eila, and you put them together, what do you get?
Elohim.
Elohim is the letters mi eila. Who created these things? Mi bara eila. The reason is because Hashem created the world with the word with the Shem Elohim. The Shem Elohim, if you look in all of Bereishis, it's through the Shem Elohim. That's because Hashem reveals himself mi eila. Su'u einechem marum uru'u mi bara eila. That the mi and the eila, when they're together, are Elohim, you see Hashem. And that's the Mechayev for Goyim, and that was Avram Avinu. That we keep the Torah, we believe in Hashem through the Chachma of the Bria, like Avram Avinu, but that we keep the Torah is because of Kabbalah Satorah at Har Sinai. Kabbalah Satorah at Har Sinai is also something that does not require a leap of faith. That the Kuzari explains. That's why Hashem did it in front of millions of people, 600,000 men of age, and millions of men and women who undoubtedly had what's called the only mass revelation in Jewish history. That is why the other big religions of the world copied us. They have variations of us. If you take Islam, for example, is a variation of the house of Avram Avinu, right? They use Ishmael as their like an offshoot of Avraham, and the Christians use what's called the New Israel. They had a very geschmacka point, like my Rebbe Ramosh Birzatzal said, they stole the whole Judaism. They admit to Har Sinai because they needed this mass revelation. They didn't have anything exciting go on. They had a couple punks who were watching their crazy Yashka guy do a couple of tricks. No one knows that it's true. Even the people who were there don't know it's true. And they just tried to convince the whole world. But what was the big selling point of Christianity wasn't the Yashka. It was getting a new Israel. Because everyone believed that Israel was the only... Everyone agreed that Maimon Har Sinai took place in the old world. So therefore, if you can create a new Israel, it would be a very popular religion because no one argued on Har Sinai, which is an incredible thing, right? Chazal tell us that when Har Sinai happened, the entire world seemed like it was getting destroyed. They all went to Bilama, Russia. They said, Shema Mabul Bala Ola. Maybe there's a flood happening over here because the world was like quaking. And Bilam said, no, Hashem Oz Lamo Yitain. Hashem Yivarach Esama Vashalom. It's okay. Hashem's giving the Torah. And they're like, oh, okay. Meaning everybody understood that Maimon Har Sinai was a reality. Perhaps we could use this to explain a difficult Rambam. Max, this is dedicated to you, even though I can only see half of your face. But I like the half that I'm seeing. So you could answer a difficult Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Malachim holds something very interesting. He says that how do you become one of the Chasidei Umos HaOlam, one of the righteous Gentiles, even though we're very quick to use the term righteous Gentile, but how do you become Chasidei Umos HaOlam? The Rambam's Mechadish, it's not enough to keep the Zion Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. It's not enough to keep the Zion Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. You have to do it because Moshe Rabbeinu got the Torah at Har Sinai, which is wild. Noach got the Zion Mitzvahs B'nai Noach so much before Har Sinai. Why do you have to do the Zion Mitzvahs B'nai Noach? Because the Torah talks about the Zion Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. It says, right? It talks about it in Sefer Bereishis. But why is that what's binding about it? And why does a guy have to keep Zion Mitzvahs B'nai Noach because of Toras Moshe Rabbeinu? From here, you see something astounding, which is that in addition to the idea that Hashem is logical, in addition to the Hashem being something b'chachma, kulam b'chachma asisa, Matan Torah was something that was non-negotiable. Even by the Goyim, they knew about Har Sinai. They knew about the mass revelation. And therefore, it's incumbent on every Goy to keep the Zion Mitzvahs B'nai Noach because of Har Sinai, because of Toras Moshe. This is the Rambam's Chiddush, but we can explain it based on what we said here. There are no leaps of faith. Either to know there's a Rabbonu Shalom, that's the natural world. Right? Avram Avinu found Hashem logically. And number two, Har Sinai was something that the entire world knew about, even though it wasn't a revelation to the entire world, but it was a revelation that was not denied. It was accepted that it was a mass revelation, the only time in history where millions of people had the same experience, let alone there never was an experience in religion where even a minion of people had the same revelation. And the old joke, the old joke is, how many shuls do you need on a desert island if you have two people? Do you know this joke, Avrami?
Yeah, three,
right? One shul he goes to, one shul the other guy goes to, and another shul that nobody goes to, right?
I understand why Har Sinai is the biggest.
Wait, one sec. Zev, I didn't finish my joke yet.
Okay.
Zev, you gotta loosen up. I'm in the middle of a joke. So, so to get, imagine how you would say the joke. How do you get 600,000 Jews to agree on seeing Hashem? Right? If you need three shuls on a desert island for two Jews, how do you expect 600,000 adults and millions of men, women, and children to agree to one revelation? That is a very interesting point. Okay, Zev, you're on.
Now, I'm just asking, why don't we use also Yetzias Mitzrayim with all the things that happened before as part of the Sechocha? I mean, we see that all the Yachas are Kuzri and Derech Hashem is that we, 600,000 people, saw that we got the Torah. But part of this creation was also Yetzias Mitzrayim, right?
Right.
And it's true that Yetzias Mitzrayim was Kadesh Tavduas and Akim Al-Har Hazeh, but it is part of the Sechocha. We don't find so much Yachas to this Yetzias Mitzrayim as a Sechocha, the Emunah.
It's a good question. I would say the following. It's an excellent question, actually. It's a difficult question, but I would answer the following way. And this will explain a lot. This point will explain a lot, which is we take a lot for granted about Yetzias Mitzrayim. We seem to know a lot about Yetzias Mitzrayim. But where do we know it from? We only know it from what the Torah revealed, even how we should perceive it. What I mean to say is like this. If you were living in Mitzrayim, there was a lot of confusion, even though it was an incredible sound and light show. But the whole message over here, that's what they went through 10 Makos. And the Yidden themselves, when they got to the Yam Suf, they thought they were going to drown. It wasn't clear that everything was absolute at that point. Then when we got our first Gilui of Hashem, Hashem says at Har Sinai, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Hashem put a context, he gave a taich in the Yetzias Mitzrayim only at Har Sinai, which means that even when we look back at Yetzias Mitzrayim, we're only doing it through the lens of the parshias of the Torah that were revealed at Har Sinai. So if you think about it, even our understanding of Yetzias Mitzrayim only comes from Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, which was only Derech Nevuah, right? That was Pe'el Pe'ah, Adaber Bo, Panim Opanim. All of Klal Yisrael had a Gilui of full Aspaklaria Me'ira, the Darga of Nevuah they got at the first Dibra, or the first two Dibras, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, and Alo Yeloch Elohim Acherim. That was the Gilui of Yetzias Mitzrayim Ba'atz Musa. So what I would say is that we needed the Har Hazeh created L'mafreya, an uptight in everything that happens. And without the Har Hazeh, we wouldn't really understand Yetzias Mitzrayim either fully.
What about Az Asher?
Az
Asher.
Az Yashir, there was a Gilui, but the Gilui of Az Yashir was not for the world. It was only for us. Meaning, what I'm trying to say over here is that what the world can't argue on is Har Sinai. The world didn't experience Az Yashir. The world saw something very interesting, which the Mitzrim themselves, the Ramban says, they thought was a natural phenomenon. That's why they were so dumb to jump into the water. But the Gilui of the Gilui of Har Sinai was something that the whole world, there was a full Gilui of Hashem. The truth is, it's a very good point, what exactly happened at Az Yashir. But it's a good kasha. It requires more, especially because we're hitting Shvi Yishel Pesach. One could really try to really need to understand that. I leave it a little bit as homework, but that's probably in some ways more difficult than Yetzias Mitzrayim because it was a Gilui of Nevuah. Afilu Mashi Yecheskel Ben Huzi, but Har Sinai was a higher level of Nevuah than even Kriyas Yamsuf. Har Sinai was a level of Nevuah that was unparalleled. It was like the level Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzisicha was a Nevuah that paralleled Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah itself, which made us not just eyewitnesses to Moshe Rabbeinu, but it made us eyewitnesses ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We ourselves, each individual, hit a certain Gilui. It was too intense. We asked that it stop. After the second Dibra, Yashikenim and Nishikas Piyu, it was like getting a kiss from Hashem. Our neshamas were popping out, and we didn't want that Gilui anymore. We asked that Moshe be an intermediary. But it was necessary, at least at the beginning of the Aseres HaDibros, from that level of Nevuah. I'm going to end with a beautiful idea. We'll have to, maybe we'll even learn on Isru Chag. Are you guys keeping 2 days Yontif?
Just me and Ethan, me and my friend.
I wonder
the story if we're keeping one day and Eliyahu is keeping one day.
What?
You know, you could probably listen to this year if you don't answer. You don't speak.
And if you don't stand in the way of the screen.
Yeah. I mean, I'll definitely listen if you're speaking.
I would like you to be there. I think it's okay. Esther Shiva, if he agrees halachically, if you can attend Ashir. If he does, I would love you to be there. But let me end with one beautiful idea, one amazing idea. Once we got on to Zev's question, just to talk we know the Makos were 10, right? Maisa Bereishis was 10, and the Aseres HaDibros were 10. 10 seems to be the big number, but there's a fundamental difference between Maisa Bereishis and the Aseres HaDibros. Maisa Bereishis starts with which letter? What's the first letter in the Torah?
Bereishis, Beis.
A Beis. A Beis is confusing because it's 2. Whenever there's 2, you could have a machlokas, right? You can't have a machlokas with yourself, right? Unless somebody's not well. But if they're a regular person, they cannot have a machlokas with themselves. Okay? Right? It takes 2 people or 2 powers. There can only be tov and ra, good and evil, when there's 2. So essentially, the first creation that Hashem made in the creation process, you know what it was? This is the flowway. Was the number 2. Right. The first creation is the concept that you could have 2. Bechlal, Hashem is Echad. So essentially, the first thing to create is 2. Hashem is 1. So the first creation is the letter Beis. That's in a blowaway, right? Actually, the letter Aleph is like Shem Hashem. An Aleph is made of a Yud on the top, a Yud on the bottom, and a Vav. If you add those together, you know what you get? 26, which is Yud Kei Vav Kei. Because 1 is Hashem, right? Like we said at the Seder, Echad Mi Yodaya, right? Now, but what is the Aseres HaDibros start with? The letter Aleph. And because Torah is the way to get back to Yichud Hashem, through 10. 10 Mamaris of Rashis is to create a world of confusion, a world of challenge, a world of Yetzer Hara, a world of Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra. But the Aseres HaDibros is to teach you how to take a world like that and bring it all the way back to the Baal Habira, to the Echad Mi Yodea, to take all the numbers and all the way at the end. That would explain the depth of this song. Why do we sing that song? You know, I get a little tired at that point of the Seder, right? I would I just want to do Echad Ani Yodea, right? Then I go Shnayim, and then I do Shalosh. Why do I have to always repeat the whole song? It gets very tiring, you know, at that night time of the night. The answer is no. When you get to the end of the song, you see how everything's going back to Echad Mi Yodea. Echad Sheba Shemayim V'aretz. Because it's all about going back to the number one. Even if we have confusion in our lives, even if we have Tov and Ra, even if we have a Yetzer Hara and a Yetzer HaTov, but the Torah gets us back to the letter Aleph. And that's what it meant when it says in the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah that the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim is going from Ovdei Avodah Zarah till, what was the Lashon? Anyone remember the word he used?
Hakara?
To Yichud Hashem. I think that was Tiyichudo. Am I wrong about that? I think that was his Lashon.
That was Lashon.
Why? That's the process of a Yid. Is to take a world of confusion, a world of doubts, a world of options, and clarify it through the Torah and get to Yichudo Yisbarach. And that's the answer. Without Torah, this is the answer perhaps to Rav Zev's question, that without Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeisicha Meretz Mitzrayim, even Yitzias Mitzrayim would not be clear to us. When Hashem reveals himself, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeisicha Meretz Mitzrayim, he gives us an understanding of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Everything is through Torah. Every part of our existence, every understanding of who Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were, every part of the Shibud and the Geula, every part of Mashiach Tzidkenu, it's all Nichlal in the Giloy of Har Sinai, in the Giloy of our Torah. Everyone should have a wonderful Yontif, and we will finish. I guess we keep getting sidetracked. I'm trying to stay focused over here, but as soon as we start, we just keep going. But let's not forget, even the Goyim should be Makir Hashem, and that's Bezrat Hashem, what will happen. By the way, that's why there's seven mitzvahs B'nai Noach. Why are there seven? Seven is the natural world. They're only expected to do things that are in this natural world. You know, it's very interesting. Rav Avigdor Miller points this out, but before him, the Kuzari pointed it out, but Rav Avigdor Miller points out a detail that when Columbus came to the Americas, they had a seven-day week, which is mind-boggling. This was a new place, a undiscovered territory. Where in the world did they get a seven-day week? We have never found a society in the history of the world that does not have a seven-day week because the world is tied to creation. And that's a mechayev for all Goyim. The number seven is the natural order, and that's the accepted number in mankind. Also, the number 10 is an accepted number, the Kuzari says. Isn't that interesting that the highest number is 10? Why is the highest number 10? After the number 10, the numeric system repeats itself. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 is all of the singulars. 10 is just a fancy number one. It's not a new number. It's over again, because 10 is a unit. And Hashem created the world with 10 sayings because that's a unit of one with details. Hashem created 10 makas, one concept with 10 details, and Aseres HaDibros, which gets us to Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Everyone have a beautiful Yontif.